And this is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. The third of four finalists for Little Rock Police Chief spoke with members of the public last night. KUAR's Daniel Breen has details.
Compared to the two previous candidates, the forum with Norman, Oklahoma Police Chief Keith Humphrey was relatively tame. A thinner crowd greeted Humphrey than what retired LAPD Commander Todd Chamberlain and Little Rock Assistant Police Chief Hayward Finks had to contend with. And though Humphrey comes from outside the department, he tailored his presentation to the city whose police force he hopes to lead.
We don't have a vision here at the Little Rock Police Department. We have a mission and we have a value statement, but I think we need a vision. People need to know where we're going and how we're going to get there. So how are we going to be the safest city in America?
Like the other candidates, Humphrey has been in law enforcement for roughly 30 years. Since 2011, he's led the force in Norman, an Oklahoma City suburb with a smaller population than Little Rock. Humphrey's policy-heavy presentation emphasized the need for a tonal shift in policing, stressing the importance of communication with the public and within the department. Humphrey cited his experience in Norman boosting that city's community policing tactics.
We made the department a lot more community-friendly. We put every employee through a community-oriented policing class so they understood what our expectations were. The chief is himself. I set the tone, so I'm out in the community. It's one of the things about me, when I get to the community, I hit the ground running.
Humphrey's first priority as Little Rock Police Chief, he says, would be to review all of the department's policies and mandate a review of every complaint the department receives. On the question of police misconduct, Humphrey showed support for body-worn cameras and requiring a threat assessment before issuing no-knock warrants. He also focused on public outreach, proposing a new community service division, having a, quote, friendlier online presence, and even a service where police cadets follow up on interactions with the public.
Wouldn't it be nice if our cadet program, if you've been the victim of a crime in our cadet program, you got a call 2 or 3 days after you made the report, and just following up to see how the service you received was. Wouldn't that be great?
On internal matters, Humphrey stressed the need for officer wellness. He spoke against the practice of 12-hour shifts and favored the rotation of officer assignments and limiting off-duty security work. When asked about staffing, Humphrey emphasized quality over quantity, even putting a figure on the number of LRPD officers who he said would be resistant to change.
What I've seen today here in talking to Little Rock officers and doing research, there's probably about 5% that fall into that category of laggards. I think you have individuals that, and I don't like to use that word, but That's what it says, people who probably are never going to get on the bus.
But part of that change Humphrey said he hopes to bring is to bridge the gap between the Little Rock Black Police Officers Association and the majority white Fraternal Order of Police.
Members of police departments cannot effectively contribute to the fight against crime if interdepartmental conflict exists among those entrusted in protecting and serving. Remember, law enforcement is a profession. It's not a job, it's a profession. And simply put, as my mother used to say, you can't clean someone else's house if your house is dirty.
The final forum with LRPD Assistant Chief Alice Folk is set for Wednesday. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.